Hello and welcome to the July 2019 monthly update audio presentation of Alter Aeon. I am your humble narrator, Shadowfax. The 2019 Summer Solstice celebration is ongoing at the time of this recording. It was going to end on the 4th, but my brother talked me into extending it for another weekend. So there's still plenty of time to complete all of the event quests. The summer event will now end on the morning of Monday, July 8th. There are some differences between how Drock and how I want land-based random encounters to be implemented, so their introduction will be delayed until we are able to resolve those differences. My idea is to have encounters be more tactical and avoidable. However, Drock's current encounter strategy will work fine with sea-based boarding parties, since these can't be seen coming and kind of just spring up out of the ocean. Drock will focus on getting sea-based boarders like crawling octopi, giant crabs, and hostile merfolk up and going. Before I work on land encounters, there are two things I need to do. Number one is to finish the fairness changes to Dread Portent and Soulsteel. I was in the middle of coding these changes and had to unceremoniously drop them when the summer event drew near and I needed time to work on the event areas. Number two is to streamline the job-making process. Jobs generate a lot of lag. This is because every time a job is listed or shown to a player, the game runs through all of the mobs or objects in the world and puts each through a lengthy list of checks to see if they're valid for the job. What I plan to do is have standing lists of mobs and objects eligible for jobs that updates every day, much in the same way that Fame does. Drock reports that the balancing of critical practices for all six classes is complete. Further level changes for critical spells and skills are not anticipated. Helpful and important skills and spells may experience some minor moves in the fall. Thanks to Drock, the Druidic Mooncatcher skill is now fully developed and implemented. Mooncatchers can be filled and then sealed, transforming them into Moon Dust, a spell component with unique properties. Areas can now have a geology type set. Certain minerals are more common in some geologies than others. This should help players find particular minerals more easily. Shopkeepers that randomly restock herbs will now only load herbs from the sector where they are located. This should help non-druids find certain herbs more easily, especially for jobs. Druid-called animals can be fed by giving them preferred foods. This helps them recover from combat. They have a strong preference for certain foods. So while a black bear may eat a wide variety of foodstuffs, a moose will not eat fish, nor will a mountain lion eat fruit. Instead of tripping, called alligators now perform a death roll against badly wounded opponents. This attack does a high amount of damage and heals the alligator a little, but it can only be used against creatures near death that are smaller than the alligator. The Thief Faint skill now lowers and resets cooldown timers for Flourish and Crippling Strike. It is now possible to directly improve the quality of crafted objects with profession points. You must know the skill necessary to craft the item to at least 90%, or excellent. The news command now displays when double experience system events are underway. Drock wants content from the news command to be visible on the main website, and we are exploring ways to make this happen. In June, Drock opened the Valley of Sacerdotes, a level 41 auto-group zone for the Plain of Crepuscula. Morpheus and Myrol have finished Red Fern's Floating Palace and the new Dragontooth Research Center. Everything has been re-leveled to level 28 and many new quests have been added to merge it all up together. Players can talk to Gimthen in Dragontooth to start it all. This month, with the help of Drock, Morpheus hopes to make several more quests that will complete the transition of players from Arceus to the mainland. Furthermore, Drock has begun work in earnest on the Palace of the Dragon Emperor, which will be a multi-zone level 41 group 7 auto-group instance in Saboria. Large groups of high-level players will be able to test their mettle against the elite soldiery of Suburia, as well as solve puzzles in the catacombs beneath the palace. Work on the palace is expected to continue into late fall or early winter. In other parts of the realm, Morpheus and the Dream Team continue to work on Nightmare Solo and Group 4 zones, a new island for Gianassi, and a new port city for Ramanek. His goal is to finish these in time for the Halloween event. Speaking of events, our next one will be for the Feast of the Sacrifice in mid-August. I'm also planning on doing an interview with Drock like the ones I did with Denton and Morpheus soon. Stay tuned to our YouTube channel for more updates.